Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 222, Sri Man, Sri, very well known word, means wealth, opulence, glory, and Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. Wealth is Sri, or any opulence is Sri, and she who is the goddess of wealth, the goddess of fortune, is Lakshmi. And man is a suffix, also very well known. We have it in words like buddhiman, drittiman, shaktiman. It means someone or something possessing that quality. So shaktiman means one who has shakti, one who is powerful. Buddhiman means one who has intelligence. And Sriman means one who has Sri. So it means someone who has wealth, someone who has glory. One other explanation is one who is radiant, who is the lord of Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, who has Lakshmi, who has literally on his chest, who has all opulences, means he has all powers, and it can be extrapolated practically unlimitedly. Anyone can be called Sriman, pretty much anyone, because everyone, being a part and parcel of Krishna, reflects his opulences to some extent. So you wouldn't normally call a beggar with 1 rupee in his pocket Sriman, but theoretically you could do. He has some tiny portion of the wealth of the worlds, but truly this name in fully to the greatest extent must be a name of Vishnu. This name Sriman previously occurred as name 22, name 180. We're only at name 222, it already occurred twice. While commenting on those names, I got a bit mixed up in ascribing qualities. In other words, saying that this commentator said this when actually it was someone else, when actually it wasn't. This stemmed from some of my source materials, which were mixed up. But it doesn't really matter, in as much as we're praising Lord Narayana. So who praises him in this way? Who praises him in that way? Let him be glorified. Let the whole world be glorified. He is Sriman. He has all opulences, as Srila Prabhupada would often explain. In relation to the term Bhagavan, Van is another suffix, which has pretty much the same meaning as man. So Bhagavan means who has all opulence. Bhagyavan means who has good fortune. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is known as Bhagavan because Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasya, Shriyaha, Jnanavairagya, Yoschaiva, Shandang, Bhaga, Itingana. He has 6 qualities in full. All wealth, all power, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. So Srila Prabhupada often pointed out that anyone within this world who has one or more of these qualities becomes attractive to others. If someone is wealthy, we know about them, or they tend to be well known. There are people who's the most wealthy person in the world at the present time is said to be Elon Musk, and there are others who have fantastically wealthy, Jeff Bezos. Here in India, we have wealthy families, Ambanis, and Hindujas and Bila, Tata. It's, so we know their names. Why are these people famous? Why do people, other people give them much importance? After all, Mr. Musk is a human being like us. He eats, he sleeps, he passes stool, and he goes to work. Why do we know about him? Because he's so wealthy. So Srila Prabhupada would point out that anyone who has much wealth is attractive to others because of that quality. Who has power, physical strength, they become attractive. Or political power, they become attractive to others. Who has fame, for whatever reason, they become attractive. Somehow or other, people want to get fame. Fame, Acharya says, Samagra says, Veri says, Yasha. Who's beautiful? Anyone who's got a beautiful body becomes attractive to others, and therefore there's a multi-billion commercial enterprises for clothing, fashions, cosmetics, surgery for removing unsightly accretions on the skin, surgery for removing excess fat, all kinds of endeavors to be strong physically. That's also good looking for men, supposed to be. And then for women, doing exercise, men and women, so they can look young, and so many things. Diet for good health, so you can be good looking. If there's beauty, there's attractiveness. If one is knowledgeable, we tend to respect a PhD or someone who's expert in a field. For instance, I was told recently that Professor David Chalmers, who coined the phrase the hard problem in psychology, he's something like a rock star in the consciousness studies community, because he's a pioneer and very learned in that field. Albert Einstein is so much respected for his vast intelligence, although he's long dead. And someone who's very renounced, they become much respected. Maybe not so much in our hyper-consumeristic, materialistic culture, but at least previously, here in India especially, if someone was renounced, they had all opportunity to enjoy, but for higher purposes, they renounced that. They were considered attractive. People respected that. So Srila Prabhupada would point out that we see that these qualities are attractive in humans. Opulence, strength or power, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. And Bhagavan, God, means one who has all these opulences in full. Therefore, Krishna, which means all attractive, he is all attractive because he has all these qualities. So therefore, this name Sriman fully should be used for Krishna. We can say for others also, but fully, totally, completely, absolutely, in the best sense of the term, in all times, all places, all circumstances, the best attribution of the name Sriman is to Krishna. Parashara Bhatta gives the meaning of this name when it came up at name 22 as referring to the beauty of Narasimhadev. Very ferocious, very beautiful also. Shankara, interpreted this name at 22 as he who has Lakshmi on his chest. So that's also true of Nrsimha. And we can say that he's very beautiful, or more, all the more beautified by having Lakshmi on his chest. Important point to note that even though he's so ferocious, he looks very beautiful. The devotees see him as very beautiful. At name 180, Parasha Bhatta described Sriman as meaning that the Lord is beautiful, but he appears all the more beautiful being decorated with so many divine ornaments. And Shankaracharya said that Sriman here refers to the Lord's wealth, his owning everything, which we can extrapolate again to having all opulences. Here, at name 222, Parasha Bhatta says that Bhagavan, Vishnu, Narayana, here Sriman can be taken to mean he who has all wealth, and he, Parasha Bhatta, refers to Matsya avatar, that he is Matsya Kamala Lochanaha. In the form of a fish, he still has so much beauty. Now, I'm taking this description from a translated commentary, and it seems to be a little contradictory, because first he says that Parasha Bhatta says that here Sriman is taken as he who has all wealth, but then he goes on to say that he has beautiful eyes. But either way you take it, it's fine, it's wonderful, it fits. All glories to the Lord of 1,000 names, of unlimited names, and each name can be understood in 1,000 or unlimited ways. The wealth, the beauty of the Supreme Lord is unlimited and eternal. That, whatever it may be, wealth, beauty, fame of anyone in this world is limited, can disappear at any time. Fame can turn to infamy overnight. And once it's gone to infamy, it's hard to bring it back again to fame. It certainly will be lost in course of time, but Sriman, Narayana, his wealth, his beauty is eternal, and that is true of all his qualities. Sriman, for the Vaishnavas, the most important understanding of the name Sriman is that he is inseparable from Lakshmi. He's beautiful. Yes, you can say Sriman, you can take as meaning beautiful. Why is he beautiful? The Vaishnavas see because he has Sri Lakshmi on his chest. And the Gauriya Vaishnavas, they know Sri to be Radha. She is the fountainhead of all Lakshmi forms. Just as Krishna is the fountainhead of all Vishnu forms. This is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's no Krishna without Radha, at least the inhabitants of Vrindavan think like that, which means it's a fact. And there's no Radha without Krishna. They're inseparable. Here at name 222, Shankaracharya says that Sri refers to the Kanti, or the bodily luster or radiance of the Supreme Lord, and that Sriman refers to Vishnu, who is more radiant or resplendent than anything else that exists. And of course, all radiance, all light comes from him. The Vedic injunction, well known, is Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gamaya, come out of the darkness, go to the light. What is that light? Many people take that light to be the ultimate reality, but we should know that light comes from Krishna. He is the source of all light. He's the source of everything. Of course, here darkness and light are understood generally in terms of ignorance and proper perception, knowledge, but it can be taken literally also. Satyadeva Vashishta takes Sri, unpacking the Sanskrit in a different way, he takes Sri to mean save I am, he who is fit to be served, and also takes Sri to mean Shobha, or beauty, or Kanti. Satyadeva Vashishta says that beauty that we see all around us in trees, birds, rivers, flowers, the sun, the moon, the stars should remind us constantly of Sriman Bhagavan, Vishnu, Narayana, whose beauty shines in everything. So that's a very nice reminder to see him all around us. Of course, if we're stuck in miserable big cities with ugly buildings and we don't see so much trees, birds, rivers, flowers, then we may not appreciate so much the beauty and the glory of Sriman Narayana. We may not do. It's the natural incentives to remind us of him. They tend to be lacking in contemporary urban life in so many ways. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a different meaning of this. He says that Sriman, he's again referring to Matsya Avatar, is he who owns speech. Shri is taken here as speech in the form of the Vedas on account of their being protected by him, Bhagavan Narayana. We know very well, here in South India especially, the Sri Vaishnavas, they very much like to repeat this name, Sriman Narayana. May he be glorified always and everywhere. He is glorified always and everywhere, except by the petty people of this world who think they don't need him. They may just think he doesn't even exist. So let us preach the glories of Sriman everywhere and always. Let everyone become Sriman. Let everyone be endowed with the opulence of devotional service to the original, greatest, eternal Sriman, Sriman Narayana, at whose lotus feet we bow. And of course, we as Gauriya Vaishnavas, we particularly take shelter at the lotus feet of that ever all-beautiful Krishna, who is accompanied by Sri Radha. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charkriba sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.